This presentation has been previously broadcast.
Bringing Christ to the world through the media.
Listener supported.
Here for you every day.
Welcome to the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
This is the Drew Mariani Show. Where else can you pray with thousands of other listeners every day? Listen in to the Chaplet of Divine Mercy, where we're here for you on Relevant Radio.
Let's pray the chaplet. Thank you for joining me. It's always great to be with you. And, you know, this is the highlight of my day. I'm in love with prayer. I got to be honest with you. I find a joy in it. I find a relief from anxiety and concern. And there's a disengagement that comes. The more soul prays, you know, the better things go for the soul. And St. Faustina wrote about this. In fact, I recorded it in my book. There's one entry in her diary I always love. She talked about the three things that happen to a soul when they pray. And you and I do it every day. So thank you for supporting the chaplet. Thank you for joining me for prayer. Thank you. You do one other thing, and this is not, you know, donor or donation requested. Just tell one other person. That's all I want you to do. I want to spread the message of mercy. It's part of my mission. And I want you to do the same thing. If each of us told one other person about it, man, just imagine how many souls would come to know the power of God's mercy, how unfathomable His love is, and how liberating it is to trust in the Lord. Nothing wounds His heart more than our distrust, He tells us, right? The more soul trusts, we know the fruit of that, right? It's just absolutely amazing. So that's kind of the key to the spiritual life for me, at least my journey. And I found real freedom, real liberty, real power in learning to pray with trust. And I want to do that with you today. I'm joined today by my colleague. She's very busy during our pledge drive. She's our chief financial officer. It's good to have Amy in here with me. Amy, thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Anything you want to pray for or lift up as we begin?
Sure. I'd like to always pray for my family and also in Thanksgiving of all the wonderful gifts and testimonials that we've been receiving.
Yeah. Now, I'm getting a lot of emails, a lot of testimonies in here too from different people. And I want to pray for you. For all those intentions that have come in through my inbox, of course, those of you who are on hold, we'll try to get you on the air. But this person said, could you pray for my daughter to break away from this relationship with another female? I ask God to send the life partner that He has prepared for her. So I want to pray for families and for relationships, for parents in particular, for the future spouses of our children, and just for their souls. I want to lift that up today in particular. And I do want to pray for anyone with cancer. May 1st was a day we remember St. Peregrine. If I have a chance, I'll share a little bit of that with you. But Dr. Sobex is going to be coming by afterwards, and we're going to talk about divine mercy. He wrote a book called Divine Mercy, Triumph Over Cancer. And I want to pray for healing of cancer today. If you have a loved one that is battling it in some way, one of my colleagues here, his wife has had a bout with it. I want to pray for her. And let's pray for you now. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. You expired, Jesus, but the source of life gushed forth for souls, and the ocean of mercy opened up for the whole world. O font of life, unfathomable divine mercy, envelop the whole world and empty yourself out upon us. O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus, is a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus, is a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
O blood and water, which gushed forth from the heart of Jesus, is a fountain of mercy for us.
I trust in you.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary. Full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
And I believe in God, the Father Almighty, the Creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, His only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit and was born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day, He rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From there, He will come to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Amen. All right, we'll take our first call today. This comes from Roger He's listening in Las Vegas. Hey, Roger, good afternoon.
Hi, Drew. How are you?
I'm well.
So blessed to get through. My brother was just diagnosed with prostate cancer. Mm. I have a niece whose daughter was born last month that will need heart surgery, and a friend, Hannah, in hospice, and my friend Dennis's dad was just put in hospice today. And I pray for you and your family, and Sweetie is an awesome product. God bless you, Drew, for all you do. Thank you.
Roger, thank you. I appreciate that, and I take it, too. I've had some of it, so we'll see. But let's pray for you. I want to pray in particular for cancer. As we said, he called with his brother with prostate cancer. I want to pray for the baby having the heart surgery soon. And just for all those. And we all have loved ones that suffer in some respects. It's got to be so hard for the parents of that child. And Lord, I give you Roger. Every intention he voiced, I give to you the health and the well-being of all individuals right now who have their own aches, pains, diseases, problems, and trials. And I just bring them to you. I intercede on their behalf. And Heavenly Father, hear our prayers as we now pray. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, our next call comes from Mary Ellen, listening in Sheboygan, Michigan. I always get that wrong. Sheboygan, Mary Ellen, am I getting this right? Is it Sheboygan, Michigan, or Sheboygan, Wisconsin?
No, this is Michigan. Starts with a C-H-E.
Ah, there you go. Good to hear from you. Thank you. I learned something new.
Yes, my prayer is for Thanksgiving. About 2 weeks ago, I had called during your chaplet about my sister had died of ALS, and her husband, 2 days later, had a stroke, so was flown down to a larger hospital. And during that time is when I got on and was praying for him. And he come through, and he was there for about less than a week, came home. No effects showing of any type of stroke. And the funeral was yesterday, and it was just good to see him walking around. And, of course, very, very sad for his loss of his wife. But we're so glad that he's alive, and it was really a miracle. So I just thank all the prayers that he came through.
Marilyn, thank you for calling and sharing that. It's always good to hear answered prayers. It is, and to give thanks to God. So let's pray for him and for his loss and for all who mourn. Let's thank God for the recovery of health and for these answered prayers. And I want to lift up all of your intentions as well. And Lord, I just give you Mary Ellen, and I just pray for just for those intentions we all carry in our heart. And I pray for greater faith, greater trust, and I pray for greater love of prayer. You know, the Lord said, I forget who said this. They said, prayer is oxygen for the soul. I don't know what saint had said that, but it really is true. You know, the prayer. It's going to move mountains for you. Your trust and your prayer, I'm telling you, it reaches God's throne. It reaches his heart. And Lord, I just want to pray for those who have difficulty now praying. I want to pray for those who have difficulty trusting, and I just want to pray for those who have situations that seem impossible. Again, we come before you together, your children, and we pray, Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right. Our next call comes from Eileen, listening in Kentucky. Hi, Eileen. Good afternoon.
Hi, Drew. I just wanted to thank you for your ministry. I called about 2 months ago regarding my brother, Pat. He had an ear infection that went to his brain, and he had brain surgery. And from that point on, he's been non-responsive. And now the doctor's saying that there might be more fluid or another infection in the brain. So I'm asking for a miracle healing again, or else that Jesus be his advocate during his transition.
Yeah, such a beautiful prayer. We're with you, Marilyn. We're going to pray, okay? We'll lift him up in particular. And you hang in there. I'm going to pray for you, too, that God gives you grace. He gives you peace. He gives you fortitude for, or Eileen, I should say, for all that looms in the future here for you. And I'll just give you those with brain trauma, brain injury, brain tumors, those who face surgery. And I just ask in particular way for healing. I ask for miracles, miracles of the body, healing of the mind, healing of the soul. Lord, I ask for conversion. And I come to you again along with all of your children. And we pray, Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right, Marilyn is listening in Illinois. Hi, Marilyn. Good afternoon.
Hi, Drew. I'm glad to be on.
Wonderful.
And,
glad to have you.
I pray for you and all your listeners.
Thank you.
And all your people who are praying with you. I'm calling for my husband. He's been sick for about 6 months, and in and out of the hospital 3 times, and and he has infection, and it's very worrisome to us today, especially the diarrhea.
Yeah. Well, let's pray for him. No, go ahead, Marilyn. You got more? Go ahead.
Oh, well, just that it's kind of out of control. We're trying to find a way to stop the that condition.
Okay. Well, let's pray. That's the first thing we're going to do, okay? We're going to pray for your husband. If I know he's sick and you are praying for healing for him, I'm going to pray for you too. I know it's going to be incredibly stressful for you. And Lord, I just ask for an epiphany, for a revelation to come to the physicians that are taking care of her husband, that they may get the right treatment. But Lord, I go even before that, and I ask for your divine touch that from this moment forward, from these prayers, from this very instant, that his condition begin to improve, that the condition, the diarrhea, or any other problem that he may be having become remedied, and you restore him to health. So Marilyn may call back and testify to the power of this prayer. Pray for those who are sick, those who are waiting for diagnoses, those who are waiting for test results, those who are not clear on what the ailment or the source of it is. And I just ask that you intervene in those areas. Lord, I give you my heart. Again, I bring to you all who pray with me. You know their finances and their relationships and their physical ailments and the spiritual and psychological ailments. We ask for your mercy as we again pray, Eternal Father. We offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ,
in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion,
have mercy on us and on the whole world.
All right. Final call today, I think, comes from David in Albuquerque, New Mexico. Hi, David. Good afternoon.
Hi. Thank you very much for taking my call.
You're welcome.
I want to pray for my mom, Margaret Ortiz. It's her 90th birthday. She has Parkinson's and some other health issues, but I thank God for letting us have her for all this time.
Yeah,
such a beautiful lady.
Such a great attitude. I love that. Yeah, we'll pray for her Parkinson's, and I pray for anyone who has Parkinson's, any debilitating ailment or disease. I want to pray for our elderly in particular, Lord. And I pray for their transition. When it's time to call them home, we all go home. That you'll meet them as a merciful Savior. But I do pray for their children and for their loved ones. And Lord, I now in this final decade here, just give to you everyone on hold, everyone who's written to me, and everyone who's now praying. And Lord, I just ask through the intercession of St. Faustina, who promised that her mission would continue after her death, that she would not forget us. I ask for real miracles today, real answered prayers in vivid and dramatic ways that souls may know, see, and experience your mercy. Eternal Father, we offer you the body, blood, soul, and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ.
In atonement for our sins and those of the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
For the sake of his sorrowful passion.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One.
Have mercy on us and on the whole world.
Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, please look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us so that in difficult moments, we may not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence, submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Jesus, I trust in you. Our Lady, Queen of Heaven,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Good Help,
pray for us.
Mother of Mercy,
pray for us.
Our Lady of Guadalupe,
pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful,
pray for us.
Saint Joseph,
pray for us.
Saint Faustina,
pray for us.
Saint John Paul II,
pray for us.
Saint Peregrine,
pray for us.
Saint Jose Maria Escriva,
pray for us.
Saint Patrick,
pray for us.
Blessed Michael Sopochko,
pray for us.
All you angels and saints,
pray for us.
In the name of the Father and of the Son, of the Holy Spirit. Amen. My apologies to everyone who is on hold that I could not get to. Please call back again tomorrow. And again, you know, if you've written to me, know that you're being prayed for. I promise you that much. You can always write to me, drew@relevantradio.com. Send me your intention. Definitely send me your answered prayers. And I'm so grateful. So maybe tomorrow I'm going to share. We seem to be getting more and more answered prayers. And I think that's because of the power of our united prayer together. And the fact that so many people are praying for one another, we're sacrificing, and we are trusting. The Lord rewards trust. And I really believe that. In my new book, I actually dedicate a chapter to that, because it's transformed the way I pray and transforms the way I look at God, and I know it'll transform the same thing for you there. Hey, if you're battling cancer too, coming up in a few minutes, we're going to talk with Dr. Ronald Sobeck, and he wrote a book called Divine Mercy, Triumph over cancer. It's a guide to patients, survivors, and their caregivers. So you may want to stay tuned to that. But just want to make a personal appeal to you right now. If you could help Relevant Radio, if you can help keep the chaplain on the air. Look, yesterday was a great hour. I want to tell you thank you. Because for every soul that went to the phones yesterday and called, I know God's going to bless you. You can't outgive God when it comes to mercy. He promised anybody who spreads devotion to the message of mercy, that he would protect like a mother her tender child. And he revealed to Faustina a later part of her diary, a different encounter, when he was talking about the novena of chaplets that he wanted. He also, when he said, bring to me souls to promote my mercy during this novena, he wanted her to pray. And he said to her, those souls, you know, he will defend at the hour of their death. So you're going to be defended. But he also said that you will shine with a special brilliance in the next life. And I think this whole concept of light, which God is as well, you know, we're going to reflect, we're going to emanate the light of Christ. We're not going to just reflect it. We're going to be united to it. I think it's one of these great mysteries of the afterlife, and we can always talk about it. But I'm going to ask you right now, if you have not done this yet, please support Relevant Radio. Please support the chaplet. We've got a dollar-for-dollar match today. And in this hour of mercy, when we're called to be generous, when we're asking God for mercy, I'm inviting you to maybe show mercy to somebody who will discover the beauty of divine mercy, who will discover a truth about our faith, who will have their marriage healed or will save their child from abortion or will decide that taking their life is not the right decision. I mean, you don't know how God uses his apostle. We've had so many miracles in so many different planes. But I invite you to be part of it. I mean, this is a wonderful time to do it. I know that God will bless you for it. I am convinced of that. You'll never be able to outgive God when you perform an act of mercy. God delights in it. He delights in these acts of mercy. In fact, we're commanded to do it. We've got the spiritual and the corporal works of mercy that Christ talked about, but he also revealed to St. Faustina the three things that he wanted us to do. And this is a wonderful deed of mercy in which I know God will return to you in many, many ways. Here's the number. It's 877-291-0123, and there's room for you. Please do it now. Your gift, $10, $20, $1,000, $20,000, whatever you give, it'll get matched thanks to that partnership challenge. But this is such a beautiful time to give, and you're part of such a beautiful family. 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com. And, Neil, this is always the biggest hour that we have here. It's just so amazing, the generosity that we see in this hour of mercy.
It sure is. And I think, Drew, that we can – let's 200. You say hold out a big cup. Let's hold out a big bucket. And let's get 200 Relevant Radio family members to step forward and support this great mission. Help keep the Chaplet of Divine Mercy on the air. Show some love to Drew Mariani and Relevant Radio right now while your gift can be matched 100% dollar for dollar. Give hope right now, 877-291-0123. You can give online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. And we do want to mention that if you do give online, an extra incentive to give online, we have a brand new recording from Father Rocky. It's 12, 13 minutes long. It's called Why We Love Our Lady by Father Rocky. And this is only available with online giving at relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app. Once you give online, you'll get an email back with a connection to click on. A link is the word I'm looking for here. With Father's top three reasons why we love Mary, that is what you get with Why We Love Our Lady by Father Rocky. So give online right now. Have your gift matched dollar for dollar at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app.
877-291-0123 or on the app. And again, I want to thank you. Do one other thing here, too, when you make your gift. And again, thank you for yesterday. Thank you for every pledge drive I've come to in this hour, for your generosity. It's just so inspiring to me. Please leave us your prayer intention. I think praying for others is a merciful deed. It really is. And that's why, you know, sometimes I don't even pray for my own intentions. I pray for yours or I pray for other people. And I said this yesterday. It's almost like, investing it in the bank. You know, those prayers for you are like prayers for me. But they come back with interest. They come back in multitudes. God always rewards our generosity and our selflessness. Everything that we have comes from God. Everything. Even those trials and those crosses you have. Look, the Lord's allowing you to go through this. And you might think, I don't want to go through this. I don't understand this. He'll bring a greater good out of it. He will. And this is an opportunity for you to go grow in sanctity and in holiness. Saint Faustina understood the value of suffering. She embraced it. In fact, she was willing to take it on. She knew what it meant for the spiritual life. So if you're going through a difficult time, united to that of the Lord on the cross, and maybe right now in this moment, pray for that person that is overwhelmed by their cross. If you've been blessed with finances and you can make a small sacrifice today, then do it for the soul who just feels overwhelmed, who is drowning in their own financial quagmire, who sees no way out, who's desperate right now, who doesn't have food to eat today or can't pay their electric bill or keep gas in their car. I mean, if you've been blessed, what a great time to give back. I know God will delight in it. So let me invite you to do it right now. If you can't, then I say this too. Then just say a prayer. Just say a prayer. But when you call, give me your intentions, because we do want to pray for you. You're part of our spiritual family here. 877-291-0123. That's the chance to get in. And we only have about 30 minutes, 32 minutes left in this hour. Let's make it a huge hour, all right? Make it a huge, huge hour if you could. It's a good time to get in. 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com.
Yeah, and Drew, speaking of prayers, I mean, this is a great prayer. It's the Mary Undoer of Knots prayer. You may have heard Father Rocky reciting that prayer throughout the day here on Relevant Radio. And we have a gift at the $50 a month level. It's the Mary Undoer of Knots arched diptych. It's beautiful. Check it out online at relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app. A beautiful heavenly image of Our Lady on the left side of the diptych. And then the Mary Undoer of Knots prayer on the right side. This would make a terrific gift. Check it out online at relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app. Your gift of $50 or more per month to Relevant Radio and that Mary Undoer of Knots arch diptych is yours. Relevantradio.com, on the app, or at 877-291-0123. Drew, we are down to 157 gifts to go before we hit that 200 before the end of the hour. I know we can do it.
Come on, join me. You can do it. I'd love to have you be part of this hour. Neil's put out a beautiful number. We want 200 faithful devotees of Divine Mercy to support us in this hour. That's not too much to ask, is it? I don't think so. Be part of them. 877-291-0123. Join us now.
Listener supported.
Yeah.
Bringing Christ to the world through the media.
This is the Relevant Radio Spring Pledge Drive. Give hope.
I'll tell you, give me a lot of hope. Thank you for your generosity. I just love this hour, and I love the fact that you are so supportive. Really grateful to be with you. I'm Drew Mariani. Thanks for spending some time with me every afternoon. If you're new to the broadcast, set it right here. If you've been listening for a while, tell others about the show. Tell them especially about the chapel that we pray. You know, Divine Mercy is, it's such a big part of my spirituality. I wrote a book on Divine Mercy, and it just came out. We gave 100,000 copies of the book away, gave it away, 100,000 copies. And I know probably about 60,000 people probably have already gotten it. I know a lot of people are saying, well, where's mine? I ordered it a long time ago. We had to do two print runs, so the second run is coming. So please just be patient, just be patient. But, you know, in writing this book and in coming to know Divine Mercy, I'll tell you, it changed my life. It really has. And I want to thank anyone who's supporting the chaplain in this hour with their donation. I mean, it really makes it's a blessing. It was a sad moment for me earlier in this year. COVID took a couple of people that I really loved. One was a priest. His name was Father Ubald. He was the Rwandan genocide survivor who God anointed with a spectacular gift of healing. And so often we see things that science might say, hey, are impossible. With God, they're not. God can certainly heal if it is his divine will to do so. He called Father Ubald back. He had complications from COVID. Father Sever Mikulenko is another one of my dear friends. I've known him for 30 years. In fact, he was my mentor. He's the one who introduced me into Divine Mercy. I knew nothing about mercy until I was hired when I was a documentary filmmaker to produce a film on this, and that's when I got exposed. And it transformed my life, And I know many of you have discovered Divine Mercy now. I was talking to my next guest, Dr. Sobeck, who's going to be stopping by in a second here, just about how Divine Mercy is now infiltrating medicine as well. You know, I have a friend of mine, Sean Tierney, who's a heart surgeon, and Divine Mercy is such a big part of his ministry. A nurse that I know, her name's Marie Romagnano, another great apostle of Divine Mercy. And so is Dr. Sobeck. He wrote a book, and if you're battling cancer, I really want to put this on your radar, okay, because I think this is great. In his book, he addresses a couple different things, and we'll get you plugged into it. One of the books is Divine Mercy, Triumph Over Cancer. You can get it in paperback. But he's written other books. He's attended conferences. He's hosted conferences. He wrote a book called Divine Mercy, Triumph Over Cancer, A Guide for Patients, Survivors, and Their Caregivers. And I'll tell you, if you want to be inspired, if you want some perspective, if you want Divine Mercy to help you in the face of what can be an overwhelming challenge, even to see the fruit of it. I can't tell you how many testimonies I have of people who have had triumph over this life-threatening disease, where physicians look at the PET scan that lights up like a Christmas tree. People turn to the mercy of God, and the cancer is miraculously healed. Now, that's not God's will for everybody, but this cancer doctor is deeply committed to the Divine Mercy message. He's been with me a couple times. He was with me last May and before then as well. But the book you wrote, I'm just putting this on your radar because I know you love Divine Mercy. It'll provide spiritual and practical help for you if you're a patient, if you're a survivor, especially for family members or caregivers. It's filled with personal stories of many of his patients. And Divine Mercy really is the balm. It's the remedy. It's the ointment that can bring healing both emotionally, psychologically, and in some cases, even physically. And he joins me today to just give us some insight and to take your calls. If you want to join him, 888-914-9149. Doctor, it's good to have you back. Good afternoon.
Thank you very much. Great to be back.
No, I appreciate you writing the book, too. And you and I were talking just briefly. Before you went to air, and I was sharing with you the heart surgeon that I know, and so many others who are involved in Divine Mercy. Mm-hmm. I'm curious, how did you get involved in Divine Mercy, and how did you incorporate it into your practice?
Yeah, that, as you alluded to, Father Seraphim Michelangelo is a pillar, at least certainly one of the apostles of our time. And back, I was a fourth-year medical student at Case Western Reserve in Cleveland, Ohio. I used to go to Holy Rosary Catholic Church in the little elderly area in the not far from the university. And I'd hear the bells of the church ringing at various hours of the day. And one of the days I was just sort of inspired to make a visit before the Blessed Sacrament. And when I did, it became a little bit more of a practice. And one of the days, I believe it was around the 3 o'clock hour, I was the only one in there except one older lady. And I didn't know her from anywhere. And she came up and gave me that book, Divine Mercy Message and Devotion. Now, this is 1992, before St. Faustina was even beatified at the time. But
I love that.
But I read it, and it was written by him, Father Seraphim, and it sort of like radically changed my life. I mean, I went to Mass each week, but getting pulled more and more into the secular kind of world as you go about your career and stuff like that. So it really was something that really just sort of knocked me off my horse and helped me to really refocus thing with, daily Mass and all the devotions of Divine Mercy. And really, I can never thank him enough. And by the grace of God over the years, was able to write this book, and he was instrumental in helping that happen, getting me to the right publisher with the Marian publishers, and then just working with him for about 10 years at various conferences.
But so it really was. And just for those who are listening, you're a hematologist oncologist, right? You've practiced the Cleveland Clinic for years. Is that where you are now?
Right. And my focus really is, although the book has lots of people with many types of cancers and diseases, but my practice is largely with blood cancers like leukemias and various disorders, particularly with blood and bone marrow transplantations, what I do. But there again, good to meet wonderful people over the years in lots of different backgrounds.
I remember reading some of your things. You've said that you've witnessed cancer patients, including those who have died, received just profound healings through the Chapel of Divine Mercy. We pray that every day here. And that's such a beautiful prayer, not just for the sick, but also for the dying, as you know. Share with us a little bit of how Divine Mercy, what you're seeing with it in terms of cancer. I mean, what kind of miracles have you seen? What kind of acceptance of the cross? Not everybody is healed from cancer.
Right,
sometimes the Lord allows that to be a doorway to eternal life or to greater sanctification. But love to hear that.
Absolutely. I can probably give you one of each case. Like
sure.
One patient I'll never forget, this is a gentleman who had pretty advanced lymphoma, cancer of the lymph nodes, that he underwent lots of treatment and things weren't really going well for him. And, you know, frankly, he was a man of faith, and he and his wife prayed a lot. But they're going to, he was at a point where a lot of the standard therapies were failing. And honestly, he went home to hospice. And, you know, it was sort of shocking. I was waiting for the call at some point that the nurse would let me know that he passed. And I never really got that call in the weeks. The weeks were going by. And then one day I got a call that said that, you know, they were discharging from hospice. I said, what? You know, because virtually almost dead, leaving the hospital. And so I got him in the office, and I didn't know what to expect when I knocked on the door, and I just walked in. This guy regained 40 pounds, his beaming smile, and I was just, I know, wow. A lot of us were praying, I certainly was praying to the chaplain for him as well, but at the time, then I looked at his labs, I didn't know what to expect, but they were all perfectly normal, and,
wow.
And then I subsequently ordered a CAT scan, said I got a be sure about this, and really everything was gone, and we really hadn't done anything for him. So I had to believe by the grace of God that a lot of people's prayers, and I'd like to strongly believe the Chapel of Divine Mercy was instrumental in that as well. So that was a wonderful, I'll never forget that gentleman. And then, as you alluded to, well, it's been a tough year with COVID, and not to mention difficult for our cancer patients as well. So I had a dear friend or patient named, first name's Kathleen, but she had had a rough go, and she had treatment for her blood disease, and then she caught COVID last June, and was really spiraled down within 2 weeks, was in an intensive care unit, and was really dying from it, unfortunately. But the power of that prayer with the chaplain, and her at the time, was very horrifying in the sense her family couldn't even come back in those days. People just weren't allowed into the hospital. At the very end, last hours of her life, they let her husband come in. But it was he was a man of deep faith too. But to have the opportunity to pray the chaplain, because unfortunately, you know, at that time they weren't letting any chaplains into the hospital, certainly not in the intensive care unit where COVID patients were. So for people of deep faith, with it, where you'd want to have the anointing of the sick and the usual opportunities for that grace at the end were just not readily available, unfortunately. So I, by the grace of God, I was at least able to sneak in there with her husband, and we were able to, you know, pray that. So I, you know, so she was a woman of tremendous faith, though I like to believe she's in a far better place, yeah. But they're going to, so.
I love it. I love that. My guest today, if you're just joining us, is a very gifted physician. He is a hematologist, oncologist. He's practiced at the Cleveland Clinic for years. He really specializes in blood cancers, you heard, but he wrote a book. And if you have a loved one that's struggling right now, or perhaps you're going through a difficult time with cancer, it's called Divine Mercy, Triumph Over Cancer. It's a guide for patients, survivors, and their caregivers. And it's not new. I think this book has been around, I don't know, 2011 is when you wrote that? It was a while ago, right?
Yeah, so it's been wonderful to be able to work with the Marians over the years. So.
Yeah, if I've got to take a short break here, Doctor, so stay with me, because when we come back, I want to talk more. If you want to join us too, if you've got a question, a comment, you want to share a story with the doctor, we'd love to hear from you. The number is 888-914-9149. You can get in. Phones are open right now. But I do want to also, before I take a short break here, just remind you that Relevant Radio comes to you 4 times a year. And this is one of those times. It's our spring pledge drive, and we're listener-supported Catholic Talk Radio. And Relevant Radio is one of those beautiful ministries or apostolates that has been used by God to really spread the message of mercy. And it really is. The Lord told St. Faustina, the world will have no peace until it turns with trust to his mercy. It is the balm, it's the ointment, it's the remedy for the ills of the world. It really is the solution. And we've been great promoters of everything from the Feast of Mercy to the chaplet and even getting into your hands, a book on Divine Mercy, absolutely free, no shipping, nothing. It was all sent out to you. And that's because we love the message of Divine Mercy, and we love you. And if you can help us continue in this mission, then thank you. If you can't, then just simply say a prayer for us. That's all I ever say. Just pray for the soul that can. But if you can in this moment, and you're glad that we're on the air, and you want to make sure that Relevant Radio continues, please call 877-291-0123. That's 877-291-0123. Whatever you give is an act of mercy. It's an act of generosity. I know God will bless you for it. And again, if you can't, just pray, okay? You can also go online, relevantradio.com, or you can use your mobile app. And if you want to see the fruit of Relevant, you might be new to us. Not only are people being inspired and drawn closer to God, but lives are being profoundly changed. Listen to this.
Here's another miracle moment on Relevant Radio.
Hi, Patrick. Welcome to The Inner Life today.
Hey, Father Chris. It's a pleasure to be able to speak with you. In 2019, I was at the bottom of my barrel. I was in a very dark place. Nothing got through to me. But I'm a very blessed man because my best friends and my family and your brother Kevin came to my home, gave me the opportunity to make a decision in my life, continue on that path or to surrender. And between the sacraments of confession and Holy Eucharist and dedicating my life to understanding that if I surrender my will, God's given me a roadmap. Jesus Christ, through me saying the rosary while I was in rehabilitation, the obsession was lifted. I'm a very blessed person today. It's amazing. Amen, Patrick. Absolutely amazing.
You've just heard another Relevant Radio miracle moment. We're listener supported. Give online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app.
Love that miracle moment. Another recovering person. Wow, that is fantastic. Praying the rosary had lifted that burden and monkey on his back. 877-291-0123. We know addiction is something that is that affects so many families across this country. We hear about it just about every day on the Family Rosary or during the Divine Mercy Chaplet. Hi, it's Neil Robbins stepping in with Drew Mariani. We are asking you to give hope, help keep Relevant Radio on the air so we can create more miracle moments like the one we just heard a moment ago. 877-291-0123. Give online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app. We've got about $2 million to go before the, before we hit our need at the end of the week. So we need your help. We're looking for 200 people to step forward this hour during this hour of power. And you're answering the call right now, but we do have 63 gifts to go. 63 people. Can you be one of those 63 people to step forward right now and give a gift in any amount, whether it's $5 or $15, $50, $25? I mean, whatever you can do is terrific. We appreciate all gifts. Patricia in Waco, Texas, God bless you. A $5 gift becoming $10. Great. Thank you, Patricia. Anna in Long Grove, Illinois, with a $100 gift becoming $200. Marianne in Philly, your hometown, Drew, with a $50 gift becoming $100. That's how we do it. We have 200 gifts to hit before the end of the hour. 63 to go. Please give us a call right now.
877-291-0123. I am particularly touched by that $5 gift in Waco because, look, we all live within our means, and life is hard sometimes. And look, $5 puts some gas in your car. And I know some people who are listening right now, and there's a girl in particular who is more than generous. She always, because she has nothing. And it always, part of me would say, don't do it. But I never want to say that because God always gives back. I remember a lady who once supported a priest I know, and she was broke as a joke. She had no money. And she gave this priest like $30, and he knew she had nothing. That was like a huge gift for her, right? And he sent it back to her. And she went back to him. She knocked on the door and said to this priest, she had brought him back to check, Father, do not deny me this blessing, is what she said to him. And the priest said, that was an eye-opening experience for me. God is a God of providence and abundance. And we can't outgive him. So if you can't give, then pray. If you can do something, as Neil pointed out, it gets matched dollar for dollar. Great time to get on board. 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com. Whatever you give, it is an act of mercy. I know you'll be blessed for it. Neil?
All right, we have 52 gifts to go. Can you be one of 52 people in the next 12 minutes to support Relevant Radio? Give hope right now. relevantradio.com on the app or at 877-291-0123. Dollar for dollar match.
Get caught up on this conversation and all the others by going to the Relevant Radio archives. Just search for The Drew Mariani Show.
Yes, thank you for your generosity. Again, I have a call screen in front of me. I just can see some lights lighting up, and it just, you rock. You're great. You're awesome. Thanks so much. Hey, I want to be here for you, and if you have supported Relevant Radio or listener supported, that's why we are on the air, because of generous donors like you. And in this hour in particular, which we often dedicate to mercy, I'm just so grateful for all you great apostles of divine mercy. Thank you. So keep the phones ringing, go online, or use your app too. If you're just joining me, I'm speaking to a very gifted doctor, physician. He wrote a book called Divine Mercy, Triumph Over Cancer, a guide for for patients, survivors, and their caregivers. And I invited him on because I was reading, I think, May 1st, there was something to deal with St. Peregrine. I don't know if it was a feast day or canonization or what it was. But he's a great patron of cancer. And when I was going back and I saw a doctor's book and I remembered he had been on in the past, I was thinking, this is a man who loves the chaplet like I do. And he's been a witness for the chaplet many, many times. And there was a point, when he was persecuted for this. You know, it's, you know, he constantly would pray for the sick and for the dying. And in fact, if he couldn't be with the patient, he'd go outside the room and just pray. And there were times he was ridiculed, even by family members who loved him. But instead of becoming discouraged, this strengthened his resolve all the more. And no matter how small the persecution or how great, he was a sign he was on the right track. And he joins us today. And I just love the fact that you pray this for your patients as well, because a chaplet is such a powerhouse prayer. I only have a few minutes, Doctor, so give me some final thoughts on how important mercy is in the battle, not just for the spiritual life, but for health and these times of trials that so many people go through. And I know there's a conference coming up. We can talk about that too.
Sure. Yeah, but as you alluded to, I mean, just with the book, with cancer is just one ailment. Obviously, I, in the book, actually, I use it a little bit more like a model, if you will, for any form of suffering. I mean, there can be spiritual turmoil, emotional hurt, some other physical condition, heart disease, whatever have you. But there's some wonderful saintly people we meet in our life the Lord puts in there, and that have been tremendous models for me. A lot of those guys are my professors, not somebody standing behind a podium giving a lecture. So I think, with that, the Lord uses the little ones, as you know, often to display his mercy in magnificent ways. And so it's just been astounding to me just how you encounter that day by day. And so some of that, just as you said, one patient after another was an opportunity to share just a glimpse of their little story.
I love it.
Story.
I wish I had a physician like you. That's great to be able to have somebody knowing that they're going to pray as well, take care of me physically. We only have a few minutes, so let me sneak a quick call or two in. I want to go to Rosemont, Minnesota. Mike is on. He's a daughter that's battling leukemia. Mike, good afternoon.
Hey, Drew, how you doing?
I'm great. Go right ahead. We only have a few minutes,
Mike. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah. We only have a few moments.
No, I just want, Doctor, first and foremost, I just want to thank you so much. It's thankfully my wife and I have a faith, and we're Catholic, and I just know that the countless intercession on so many people, and not just the prayer, of course, but also the professionals that have been assisting us in our journey with our daughter. And it's been profound. So I just want to thank you personally for all that you do, because it touches us certainly very, very specifically and very personally, just with everything that our daughter's going through.
Well, Mike.
Sure. What's your daughter's name? We'll keep her in our prayer.
Her name is Cecilia.
Okay. Absolutely.
Cecilia Marie.
Gotcha. Thank you. I'll definitely keep her in my prayers.
Mike, thanks for calling. Thanks for sharing that. And I know that not just Dr. Sobeck, but a lot of people are going to be praying for your daughter. You hang in there. I know you're a beautiful witness for the faith. So thanks for being here.
Yeah. I appreciate it.
You got it. God bless you.
Thank you all. Thank you both for everything you do.
You got it. And Doctor, a lot of other people want to join the conversation. But before I take any other calls, you got a conference coming up. Let me get people plugged into that too, because what's that all about? Is it Divine Mercy related, or what is this?
Yes, absolutely. There's a conference. This is our 16th as well. Father Serafin was one of our key backbone people in the formationists, and you alluded to my colleague Ramit. Marie Romagnano, who couldn't be on today, but there again, I think this conference is this one's been virtual, and it's open to not only medical providers have the opportunity to obtain healthcare credits for it, like continuing medical education, nurses, doctors, social workers, dentists, everybody. But for a lot of the lay people, it's a little bit cheaper, but you don't need those credits. But it's under conferences. There's an easy link, and there's over a dozen speakers and some
great.
Tremendous. Yeah, including Father Serafin's talks.
Doctor, I got to leave it right there, because I often say time's the enemy and runs out so quickly. Thanks for making time for us today. It's always good to talk to you. I can't wait to the next exchange.
God bless. Thank you.
God bless you. It's Dr. Ronald Sobeck. Say a prayer for him and his beautiful ministry as well. I have to take a short pause. You know the routine, right? We got a lot to get into today, so stay with me. And if you can right now, could use your help at 877-291-0123. Appreciate your generosity.
Yeah, Drew, we need 41 people to step forward, support this Hour of Power, the hour you hear great guests on the Drew Mariani Show, along with the Divine Mercy Chaplet. You pray every weekday afternoon with Drew. Give us a call right now, 877-291-0123. Just a few more gifts before the end of the hour, and boy, we'll hit that 200. So 40 more people to step forward and give us a call. Your gift will be matched dollar for dollar. No matter how much you have to give, $5, $50, $500, it's all going to be matched dollar for dollar. But we need you to step forward and support the Drew Mariani Show. Support this hour of power at relevantradio.com, on the Relevant Radio app, or at 877-291-0123. An extra incentive to give online, by the way, is a brand new MP3 recording by Father Rocky. It's called Why We Love Our Lady. That is yours when you give online at relevantradio.com or on the Relevant Radio app, Drew.
877-291-0123. Lots of ways to give. On the app is a great way. Online is a great way. Or that telephone number I just gave you. Hey, we have about 5 minutes left, a little less than that. So I would love if you could come through in these last 4.5 minutes for me and make a pledge. Just say, hey, we're with you. It's Tuesday of our pledge drive. We have to get the goal by Friday. This is a real number. We don't pull these numbers out of the air. It's what allows us to continue bringing to you truth and beauty and the love for God and the chaplet and the message of mercy and the rosary and the mass and all these other spiritual benefits that you get. And we're unlike any other type of Catholic radio that's out there. That's not a hit on other Catholic radio. We're unlike any other kind of radio in general. We have our own sound. We have our own approach. And we really, I believe, are in a beautiful relationship with you. And we care about you. We're all in this together. So if you can help, call right now. We're down to 3 minutes, Jake is telling me. 877-291-0123. Neil asking for 40 beautiful people to step up. Be one of those. 877-291-0123.
Yeah, and about $2 million to go still in our pledge drive. So we need your help right now. One of 40 people to step forward at 877-291-0123 or at relevantradio.com or the Relevant Radio app. We hear so many miracle moments throughout the pledge drive. And, you know, when you give, it's not very long after you give that you're going to hear, you know, somebody call in and tell us their miracle moment. It happens all the time. It happens every single day. So you know what your money is doing when you give it to Relevant Radio, and it's tax deductible to boot. Okay. RelevantRadio.com, on the app, or at 877-291-0123. Not sure if everybody heard it just a little while ago, maybe 20 minutes ago, 25 minutes ago, a miracle moment played. It was Sophia sharing with us how her marriage was saved through hearing the words of the Blessed Mother. And she was just at her wit's end. She needed to get some sleep. And you know how you're all stressed out and you're worried. And when you're facing a divorce, you're not sleeping a whole lot. And so she had Relevant Radio on the background, prayers going on her phone. And she actually heard the words of the Blessed Mother speaking to her, saying, "Everything is going to be okay. Just do like Jesus." And wow, what a story. That's a miracle moment. You help make that happen by giving to Relevant Radio. Give right now, 877-291-0123. 27 more people to go, Drew. 27 to go. Let's do it.
So generous. So incredibly generous. So merciful. Thank you for your support. If you could be one of the final 27 in the last minute, it's not too late to get in. You can still call 877-291-0123 or online at relevantradio.com. And as always, I try to give you a look at life you're not going to find anywhere else, from divine mercy and cancer. We'll be talking marriage coming up in a minute. As you heard, Bill and Melinda Gates announced they're divorcing. What does Relevant Radio do? It tries to give perspective on this. It tries to say, how do you save a marriage? You know, how do you deal with the trials of life when you're given the cross of cancer or you're going through bankruptcy? Relevant Radio really is a beautiful voice. We're a harbor in the midst of a storm. We're a light in the darkness at night. Help keep us on the air. Help us to be there for you. Call right now, 877-291-0123, or online at relevantradio.com. Your donation is tax deductible. And if you call now, it'll be matched dollar for dollar.